USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
New CDC Director Dr. Rachel Walensky says the Biden administration has set an ambitious vaccine goal.
I don't think late February we're going to have vaccine in every pharmacy in this country. We set 100 million doses in the first 100 days, and we're going to stick to that plan.
Walensky telling NBC's Today Show even if they do meet the vaccine goal, there will still be a lot of Americans who need the vaccine. House Committee on Oversight and Reform Chairman Carol Maloney on Thursday requested the FBI to investigate the social media platform Parler and any role it may have played in the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol. The New York Democrats sending the letter to FBI Director Christopher Wray. Parler's role regarding January 6th is unknown, but we do know that Facebook groups were utilized by the people who rioted at the Capitol. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Americans filing 900,000 new unemployment claims last week, a figure slightly lower than expected and a small drop from the week prior as the coronavirus continues to surge nationwide. Economists had predicted Americans would file 935,000 claims last week. President Joe Biden's top medical advisor on COVID-19, Dr. Anthony Fauci, announced the United States is renewing their support for the World Health Organization.
The Biden administration also intends to be fully engaged in advancing global health, supporting global health security, and the global health security agenda, and building a healthier future for all people.
Former President Trump pulling the United States out of the WHO, accusing the agency of protecting China as the coronavirus pandemic took off. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The MyPillow Premium Pillow Special continues at MyPillow.com. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings. King-size, only $5 more. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
It was a quiet day for the roughly 25,000 members of the National Guard sent to Washington, D.C. for President Joe Biden's inauguration. Guard members from 50 states, 3 territories, and Washington, D.C. were supporting the federal and district authorities. Regarding the military presence in Washington, D.C., Heather McDonald is with the Manhattan Institute.
The reason that they are loving the tanks, the barbed wire, the guys in military riot gear, is because they serve as a visual symbol for what is going to be the dominant theme of the Biden administration, which is that the greatest threat in America today is the so-called rising tide of systemic racism and white supremacy. That's a lie, but it's a lie that allows them to get to an even bigger agenda, something you've been covering relentlessly, Tucker, that is the biggest worry right now to our constitutional liberties, which is the use, the attempt to destroy First Amendment protections for conservative speech on the idea that it is giving rise to this threat of domestic terrorism.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. We have a winner. The history-making run of the Powerball jackpot came to an end Wednesday night with one winning ticket sold in Maryland. The $730 million prize was the fourth largest in the game's history and the sixth largest in the United States lottery history. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.